from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A senior Caribbean statesman rubbishes comments from President Bush that poor countries must spend aid money better. Opposition to the U.S. embargo against Cuba appears to be gaining support on both sides of the House. And Jamaican police are to be stationed at Britain's main airports to help reduce smuggling of illegal drugs. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. At the United Nations Anti-Poverty Summit in the Mexican city of Monterrey, the Commonwealth Secretary General Don McKinnon said the summit must deliver a better deal for developing countries. Mr. McKinnon said it would be a waste of time and opportunity if swift action did not follow the talking. But U.S. President George W. Bush struck a different note. He said giving aid was one thing, spending the money properly was another. Rosie Hayes has the first of two reports, this one on Don McKinnon's call for Monterrey to make a difference.
The Commonwealth Secretary General said there have been many conferences like Monterrey, yet for developing countries, little has changed. He said if those meeting in the Mexican city want the outcome to be different this time, there must be genuine political will to achieve a fairer global economic order. He also wants them to ensure that significant amounts of private investment start flowing in the direction of developing countries. Mr. McKinnon has clearly been listening to